Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live! from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. That's right. Welcome to your show. That's right. Hottest show on the radio. That's right. This is your host, Michael, and welcome. Welcome. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Before we get started, I want to introduce you to the players today. First, my beautiful wife, co-host, who's also the executive producer, co-host Lynn Golder to my left.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the annual Memorial Day weekend Blind to Beyond Radio Show. We're happy you're on board. Welcome, welcome.
And all the way from Winter Park, Florida, co-host, young man, Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary Sinclair?
I most certainly am, everybody, and I'm glad to be back to the Memorial Day show, which I've been doing ever since 2012 with the Blind Matters Radio Show.
There you go. There you go. And in the studios, all the way from Cowie, Florida. That's where the studio is. That's where their flagship is. The young man who's the producer, the engineer, the one who's putting all these buttons. Chris Shaw, you there, Chris Shaw?
Hey, listen. I just ran all the way down from the other end of the hall trying to get here. How y'all doing? How you doing? Whew, we made it.
You made it.
You made it, Chris Shaw.
Thank you for not tripping, Chris.
Oh, I failed, but don't tell nobody. How's everybody
doing? Okay, so now, got to do some shout-outs here. First of all, I got something very nice to talk about. My first shout-out is to a young man that we've been friends. Listen to this one. We've been friends for 78 years. That's right, he just is having a birthday. My buddy, 78 years. Mr. Ronald Gappin. Love you, baby. That's Ronald Gappin. 78 years we've been friends. Imagine that. And you know what? To my knowledge, we never had a fight in 78 years. That's right. Well, we had our disagreements, but we never had a fight. Isn't that two guys? That's right. For 78 years, we've been buddies for 78 years. That's a good shout out. His birthday.
Definitely.
Happy birthday, young man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ronald. And the next one, well, this one's not too. This is sad. I got to mention it, though. She died last week. The great, and I mean great, Tina Turner. Tina Turner, we're going to miss you.
Oh, yes.
Tina Turner was wonderful. Fabulous. Tina Turner.
How old was she, Michael?
83.
Yes, she's a legend.
We're going to play, Chris, we're going to play one of her little songs that was number one?
Yeah, but I didn't have it yet. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll do it later then. Okay, we'll do it later. Okay. That was What's Love Got to Do with It? Yeah. We'll do that later. So I have a few shout outs. First of all, I'd like us to all remember all the service members who sacrificed their lives in the name of freedom and democracy in this country. And also, I have another little PSA. I actually didn't realize, I was reminded this week that We need to, if you live in Florida and you registered to vote by mail, well, guess what? In February, all those registrations were canceled out. So you have to re-register. So I called our Lake County Supervisor of Elections on Friday, and the woman answered, and I registered Michael and I right again. It only took 5 minutes, but don't forget to re-register.
You got to re-register every year now?
No, this is only if you're going to get your ballot by mail. It was all canceled out in February in Florida only. I don't know about the rest of the country.
That's all right. Okay.
So, yeah. So if a lot of the senior citizens and the people with disabilities, they all receive their ballots by mail, and you all have to re-register again, but it doesn't take long. Just call your local supervisor of elections, 5 minutes.
I think you're going to get it without re-registering. You're not going to get
it. Right. You won't get it. You won't get your ballot unless you re-register.
It's all the state of Florida, the whole state of Florida.
Yeah. So Gary.
Yeah.
Any shout outs, Gary?
Yeah, I have a shout out. I talked to my son Wayne today, and he said he tried to listen to the show tonight. So I want to put my wishes out to my son, Wayne Sinclair.
Okay,
Gary. Chris, do you have any shout outs, Chris?
Yeah, to you, all the important people that listen, tuned in. You are very important to this show, and we just want to say thank you. So my shout out is to everyone that is tuned in all across the nation, all across the world. Thank you for your love and your support.
That's right. Thank you.
Gary,
yes. You want to introduce our first guest?
Oh, I would love to introduce our first guest tonight. And his name is Peter Durante. And he's going to come aboard tonight to sing God Bless America on our Memorial Day show. So, Pete, are you there?
Peter Durante.
Hello, Pete. Hey, Pete, it's Gary. Welcome aboard tonight. And I want you to sing God Bless America in tribute to our Memorial Day show tonight.
Peter Durante's on. Chris.
Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
You're ready to go, Pete.
They just introduced you, Peter. Can you hear them?
Peter Durante.
Yeah, Peter, can you hear them? They just introduced you.
Yeah, Peter Durante's on. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. I'm Peter Durante. Thanks to God, I'll be 99 June 3rd. June
2nd. Oh, my goodness.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're my son's birthday, June 3rd as well.
My friends and relatives have been so good to me, and I've been blessed with good health and so forth. And I'm a Navy veteran, and happy Memorial Day to all the people listening in. And my friend, I'll sing God Bless America for you if you want me to.
We want you to.
We would love it.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Yep, take it away, Pete.
Okay. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America. My home, sweet home. God bless America. My home, sweet home.
Wow. Fabulous.
Excellent.
I only hope I can talk at 99, let alone sing as good as you do. I know all the words.
Yes,
99, unbelievable. 99, that's unbelievable. Up,
and my friend Gary Sinclair introduced me to your program. I'm glad to help out, and I'm going to go to the memorial service at the Veterans Club there in Castleberry. And I love America. I'm a great country that has helped many, many nations. I never want to criticize America, because it's a God-fearing country, and it's done a lot of good for the world. And remember,
absolutely.
And remember to pray God for your blessings, no matter what. And I'm glad to be on your radio. And I rather than get presents, donate money to the Blind and Beyond program. you'll be helping out that way. And I'm
very good.
Thank you very much.
I'll tell.
Well, thank you, Peter. Early happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Have to say goodnight, but happy birthday.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Many more.
And don't forget, folks.
Do you want to?
Blind and Beyond Radio Show is a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 nonprofit radio show. Just remember that if you want to give a donation in reference to Peter. Isn't that unbelievable? 99 and still going strong and still singing great. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You're not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esight.com. ambutecheyewear.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back from across the pond our friend, Robin Duda. And Robin, if you don't recall, is the owner of the company called Mantra Lingua, which manufactures the great PenFriend labeler. I said it right, the labeler. Welcome back, Robin.
Hello. Hello, Lynn. Hello, everybody.
Thanks for staying up with us tonight.
Thank you. It's quite a challenge, but I'm making it. So excuse me if I mix up my words.
Okay. And after Michael says hello, I'll have you introduce our other guest that's along with you tonight.
Okay. Thanks.
This is Michael. Hi.
Gary. Introduce him to Gary.
Gary. Say hello to Robin.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello, Gary. Hi. I'm doing fine.
So good. Robin, weather good?
12:30 at night over here.
Robin. Yeah. Is the weather? What's the weather?
Weather's brilliant. We had a fabulous day. It's our long holiday like yours. So you've got three days of holiday and everybody's having a grand time.
You know, that's good.
So it's good. Isn't Peter's singing was marvelous? I thought that last note he hit was amazing at 99.
And he's been calling in every year. Gee, I don't know, Gary, three or four years, right?
Twice a year, Memorial Day and Veterans Day. He's 99 years old.
Tremendous. He's still driving, right?
Tremendous.
I think he's still driving.
Yeah. And
yeah, he'd like.
Okay.
Robin, this is Michael. I would like to ask a simple question. How is it different, PenFriend, from all the other pens that are out there? How is it different?
Okay, Michael, I'll try to keep it very succinct. That whenever we design anything with the PenFriend, we have two principles in mind. One is to keep it simple so that your route to success when you first use the PenFriend is very short. You don't have to try too much. Everything is there and intuitive. And the second principle we have is, once you bought the PenFriend, then how can we expand its capabilities at no extra cost to you? So that's the two principles. So let's just take the first one. Make the route to success easy. First of all, for those who don't know the PenFriend, it looks like a pen. It's about 6 inches long and had a wide end and a nib, and it's black in color. So the first thing we said was finger navigation should be intuitive. So all the buttons, which are 4 in total, are bright yellow, so they stand out against the back, and therefore visually, not blind, but visually impaired people can get an idea of where the buttons are. And for those who are completely blind, the buttons stick out of the body of the pen much more than other electrical devices, so you can navigate very easily. The second thing is, and this is quite an innovation, we don't have written instructions. We have tactile audio instructions. So when you get the box, you get a card, which is about 4 inches wide by 8 inches long. And when you run your finger across the card, you can feel embossed areas. And these embossed areas are sound spots. So for example, if I press the R button.
Record. This is the second button down from the flat end of the pen. To make a recording, press the record button and keep it pressed down while you touch the pointed end of the pen against a label.
I can pause.
To start recording.
I can pause the button. So you can see that I have audio instructions. The advantage of this is that I can explain a lot without worrying I'm running out of paper or reducing the size of the text print. On the other side of the card, we give you ideas of how others have used the pen. For example,
keep track of the items in your freezer, what they are and what date you froze them.
Or
record a letter for someone else to type for you. Your pen friend with a free handy key fob for when you're out and about and want
to. And you can pause it again. So you've got two starts. One is very easy to navigate with your fingers. And two is get detailed instructions with audio. And we do these in many languages because it's a global product. And it comes, of course, in English and Spanish and French and German, etc., whatever languages you want. But the main difference is it goes into depth. The third thing, which is unique to PenFriend, is we know that people are very anxious, having made about 300, 400 recordings, some of which may be vital, that they don't lose them. So with PenFriend comes a free piece of software where you can just press one button and it'll back up all your recordings onto your hard disk in a computer. You may break your pen, you may lose your pen, but anytime you replace the pen, just retrieve all your recordings into the new pen. That way you feel secure that all that vital information is not lost.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You put on a guest tonight to give a testimonial.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes.
I think we should introduce Monica. Yes, she is.
Okay. Hello, Monica.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Lynn.
Hello, Monica. Hey, Monica. To meet you.
Nice to meet you also. Yes, I've been using the PenFriend since, I believe, 2012, 2013, and I have more than 5,000 labels recorded on at my home. So I use them for many things. I put the dots on lots of times the plastic hangers that hang in my closet. And so anything specific, like if it's a pastel paisley print on a blouse, I can put that on there. If there's special washing instructions, I can put that on the hanger. That way everything goes right back where it should. That's valuable information because, you know, we all want to look fashionable and fantastic every day of our lives. And that's one way that helps. I put them on every shirt that I have on in every drawer. I use them, like Robine was saying, in the freezer. I also own my own motivational speaking business, so I have to do my own taxes. So I have tons of files in my filing cabinet. And of course, all of my labels come with the PenFriend are on all of the file folders in the corner. So that way I can tell which file I'm looking for and what's
wow.
in.
Keeps
Monica, is it easy to use, Monica? Easy to learn?
It is very easy. Like Robine was saying, there are four buttons on it. It used to be a round microphone at the top of the wider end, but they made it a square end, which is great because my first PenFriend rolled off the counter, which now that can't happen because it's square on the end. But it's very easy to use. Like I said, I've been using it. I can't tell you how many people I turn on to the PenFriend. It's really been an invaluable part of my life. And Robine was also talking about the recovery I did at one point need to recover my files. Him and his company, or the people at the company, were fantastic in helping me to do that on the computer so that I had a backup. And I have to say, I lost my father. And so some of the recordings that I have, I kept voicemails that he, you know, put on my phone. Ones that, like Robin said, there's things you never want to lose. And I have recordings of, you know, my mom and very personal friends that I don't ever want to lose those. And so I would be devastated if lost. So it was great that we were able to recover all of that again. So special things like that don't ever get lost.
Wow.
Thank you.
Too organized.
I am very organized. Yes, that's very for sure.
Yes, Monica's very organized, and it's really through talking to people like Monica that we get other ideas coming through. For example, this whole idea of backup and restore with a one touch. Monica, you haven't seen this yet. It's free. It's on our website. It's called the PenFriend Utility Software. Just download the software, connect your pen, and it's a one click process where you can backup, and one click process where you can restore.
Nice.
And that's come really from our experience with Monica. We realized then how vitally important and sensitive these recordings are. And I think we solved that problem. The other point Monica was saying was that she has over 5,000 recordings, meaning don't think that you can use the pen just for 50 recordings. Yes, you can. But what we find is people get hooked. They can put in their music onto the pen. There's 16 GB of memory, so you can have plenty of scope to experiment with. The other point is we just don't use stickers. We've just come out with wipeable plastic bottle top tin can stickers. We notice that sometimes people go to a really imaginative extent of sticking a paper sticker onto a cardboard and rubber banding it and trying to reuse the same lid when they buy their next can of jam. Over here, you can just have a washable plastic sticker, which is recordable. And that's come from discussion with people like Monica.
Robin,
and a new one. Yeah, I'll go for it.
No, I was going to tell you to tell everybody how to acquire the PenFriend labeler.
Oh, the PenFriend labeler, you can get it from many distributors in the USA. I think, Michael, you know better than I, but LSNS, other ones, sorry, it's late in the day in London. So, but you can get it from many, many stores, including our own store, which is in Aurora, Chicago, Illinois, and that's called the TouchSpot Audio. But all these details are in our website, which is touchspotaudio.com.
Is this affordable for everybody?
It's affordable for everybody because we leave the pricing to the distributors. We don't set the pricing. We just say, here's your minimum cost. Look at the benefits, and you set the pricing. So it's going at about $150. $150. It seems to be the range, and you do get cheaper ones, but you won't do all these things, you know. We're trying to see how we can make sure that the user has a very engaging experience with the PenFriend. The other thing is, having bought the PenFriend, we don't stop at that. Monica, you haven't seen this, but again, with this simple one-touch software that comes free from the website, you can download your music playlist onto the PenFriend. Uh-huh. And you arrange the sequence of songs as you want on your hard disk, and just one button, and it'll transfer it onto your PenFriend so that when you're outside or walking around, you can listen to the music through the headphones that are in the pen. And the latest innovation was, we said, you bought the pen. Now, in UK, and I think you have the equivalent of this in America, or you, even an American may register. In UK, a lot of the publishers have contributed, donated their audiobooks to what we call the RNIB DAISY Library. Now, this is growing rapidly, and it covers about 35,000 books free of charge. So you can just download the book, again, one touch on this utility software, download the book onto your PenFriend. Remember, it's got 16 GB memory, plenty of space, and the pen will remember the last page you were on before you switched off. So the next time you start, go straight to that page. So the
Pen Bean, we'd love to hear more, but the problem is we got to go to break. We got to go.
Okay. Good talking
thank
to you.
Thank you so much
Monica,
for coming
you.
On.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Okay. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO ILATOstudy.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is Gary speaking. And, I got some things I want to tell you about Memorial Day that I don't know if you knew or not. And then we're going to go into a commercial. Not a commercial, I mean my trivia question. I'm sorry.
Well, so, Gary, thank you for bringing us back. Why don't we go to your trivia first, and then we'll talk about Memorial Day. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good
Chris
to me.
Ready. I don't know if Chris is ready. Oh, wait, there's no music. I'm sorry.
All right, so my trivia question tonight, I need everybody to put your thinking cap on because it's sort of like a crossword puzzle, and I want you to think of the question I'm going to ask. It's very simple. Don't try to read into it. The first, usually in my college questions when I took exams, was the first thing that comes to your thought in your head is usually the right answer. So
that's,
this is going to be simple.
True.
Well, it's true.
I used to change my answer, and then it was wrong.
Yeah, I marked them to see, you know, when I changed the answer, and then I goofed.
Me too.
So this is so simple. I want a three-letter word. Three-letter word that starts with gas.
Huh?
A three-letter word that starts with gas. It's very simple. Once you hear the answer, you go, oh, my God, yes.
Okay, let's go to Memorial Day.
We'll let some people think about it for a while. All right, so.
Oh, we have another anthem. Here we go.
Okay. So something I just learned with my Alexa this weekend. Yes, Alexa, I'm not talking to you. She's already talking back to me. All right. I found out today that the first Memorial Day was in 1868, 3 years after the Civil War, in recognition for all the soldiers that died during the Civil War. Well, it was called Decoration Day. Then now, in 1967, Decoration Day turned into Memorial Day as an official holiday in 1967. So it went from Decoration Day to Memorial Day. But we want to remember tonight that, yes, we had good days of parties and eating and food and all that, but we must not forget the fallen that had died for this country and for you.
That's right. And one of the things, do you have any calls yet for Gary?
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. All right.
You should know this one, Chris.
You might have to repeat it one more time.
I didn't quite get it.
Yeah.
What is the question?
It's a riddle. A riddle, just like in crossword puzzles.
Okay.
A three-letter word. Three-letter word. It starts with gas.
Are you saying gas like you put in the car or use on
gas,
the stove?
Like, Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, one of the things I was reading about Memorial Day today, and a lot of people have been publishing the distinction between the three military holidays because a lot of people don't understand. And Armed Forces Day is for those still in their uniform, and that's celebrated the third Saturday each in May. And then Veterans Day is for those who hung up their uniform, and that's celebrated, Gary, right, the 11th day of November.
Absolutely.
And Memorial Day, sadly, is for those who never made it out of their uniform. And Memorial Day is for those who made the ultimate sacrifice to help preserve our freedom and democracy. And that's always celebrated on the last Monday in May. So that's the difference.
Right. But that's not also.
But to me, it's not really
soldiers
happy.
The soldiers that died on the fields and the ones that were wounded and lived for a few more years later and died because of their wounds.
Yeah. But I don't know. To me, I don't really care to say happy Memorial Day. I might say hope you have a nice holiday weekend.
I don't know if anybody else has got some thoughts on that. Give us a call.
And how did you celebrate 407, Memorial Day?
407-894-1680. Make a comment about Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. Accept your calls now. Call us. I do all the military movies just like Michael does.
Yeah, you know? He had them on, and I kept telling them to turn them down.
Of course.
So you don't have anybody to nag you, Gary, and tell you to turn it down.
No, because Gary goes out in the garage and watches races.
Oh.
Oh, I've got to tell you, singing Memorial Day, in a way, I sort of have Memorial Day here, sort of sad. I was going to make an announcement tonight. I was almost going to be a grandpa. But what it is I had a peacock in my front living room window. I could look down. My window ledge is only 6 inches off the ground, so I could look straight down to the ground. Now over to the left a little bit, and there's a bush there. She had made a nest and been sitting on 4 eggs for almost 4 weeks now.
Right.
She finally got off today. We thought we were going to have peahens here soon. And Gary looked out there today, and she's gone. Well, she had never left the nest all the time. Gary had to go out and feed her bread. She never left the nest, just sat there. And today she was gone. 3 eggs were broke open. And feathers all over the place.
Aww.
And one egg didn't hatch. So we think that they hatched, and we got feral
raccoons,
cats around here.
Probably, or raccoons.
Feral cats.
Oh, darn.
Yep.
That's sad.
I know, darn. I never saw a feral, well, I never would see it. You'd have to explain to me, but we never saw a peacock chick, peak chick.
Oh, that would have been really something.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to have a little family here.
Gary. Yeah. We have a caller from Lake Worth, Florida, for your trivia. I hope he knows this because I don't understand it. Okay, we have John from Lake Worth, Florida. Here you go, Gary.
Hey, right. John, come on. You know the answer. I know you
How
do.
How you doing? It's car.
You got it. Lynn mentioned it.
I did? Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, you said, is it like a car, gas in a car?
Oh, but I
go, Lynn, you gave the answer away.
Oh, I was looking into a deep meaning.
I said it was simple. A car.
It's car.
Well, you just won a $10 gift certificate for Subway.
Wow.
I hope that makes you happy.
Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to all my friends at the Florida Outreach Center for the Blind and the Lighthouse of West Palm Beach and the Braille Club.
Sure can. It's great.
Thank you. And John, how did you celebrate? How are you celebrating the weekend? Anything in particular?
My brother took me shopping today, and I went and got my new American flag, and he helped me hang it on my house.
Hey.
Nice.
And then we went Then we went out for Italian food.
There you go.
That's my favorite food. We got an Italian restaurant here in Orlando. You need to come to have your spaghetti. It's better than Niagara Falls.
Okay.
He's been saying
you're kind of breaking up there. I couldn't hear you.
Hey,
well,
John,
thank you for calling in, John. Give Chris your address.
Hold on one moment. All right, John, don't hang up.
Okay.
Don't hang up.
All righty.
Get your prize.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I didn't get that, Gary. That was just too simple for my brain.
But you said it right away, Lynn. You said, but I wasn't. Is that like gas in a car? And I go, oh my God, she just gave the answer away.
Okay, wait. Car. Tell me, say the question again. I want to hear the question again. I know we got three,
a three-letter word. A three-letter word that starts with car. A car starts with gas. You know.
You said a three-letter word that starts with gas, didn't you?
Yeah, Chris, three-letter word starts with gas. Three-letter word starts with gas, and that's a car. It starts with
right.
Car.
That's what gas that's what
starts
he said.
With car.
A three.
I don't
a three
know. I'm
letter,
shaking my head.
I'm looking for a three-letter word that start a three-letter word
Chris.
That starts with gas.
Me too, Chris. What the heck is he talking about? Oh my gosh.
Oh, so, yeah, three-letter word, a car.
We got a,
start
we got
gas?
A three-letter word that starts with gas, me.
Michael says you got to stick to music, Gary.
Michael can never get anyone I give on there anyhow. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were referring to me or me too.
Well, I did get a person that answered it, so I'm not a loser.
Meanwhile, now I'm just crying about those peacock babies.
I know. I'm so sad. I just found out that just before the show came on, he told me he went to go look and there wasn't nobody there.
Well, maybe they'll lay some eggs.
They lay three times a year. They lay it on the average of four to five eggs three times a year.
Yeah. So Gary, what did you do when you were, and Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot too. What did you guys do when you were kids for Memorial Day weekend? Actually, ours was always on the 31st. Right? We never, it was always on the 31st of May. Well, is this Monday the 31st?
No, can't be. Today's the
28th. Yeah, but it was always the 31st when we were kids. But anyway, what did you do, Chris, when you were a kid? Anything? Chris left us already.
He ran away.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to ask. Me, I don't recall. I remember when I was a little kid, we used to go to Niagara Falls with my mother to my grandfather's grave in Niagara Falls. But that's all I can remember doing on Memorial Day. And as a kid, I was milking cows on Memorial Day.
Yeah, because when you're on a farm, that doesn't stop.
On a farm,
Yeah,
you just don't go out and do a lot of things. So.
Well, my dad always took us downtown. I grew up in a small town, 10,000 people or less, and it was a big deal. We had the parade, you know, with the firemen, the policemen, and all that going down the main street on Broadway. Yeah.
I grew up in a small town.
Yeah, that's not exactly a small town.
You said 10,000. That's half what my town was, and it was small.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed your question. I'm sorry. What was your question?
I said in Chicago, what did you do on Memorial Day weekend or Memorial Day when you were a kid? Did you go to a parade or anything?
No, we just had families that served in the service, and we came by. And we just, you know, had a little family get together, and that was about it for us. Most of the family members that served in the military were veterans, pretty much. So, for Memorial Day, we just come together. We talk about, you know, I hear their war stories or the different things that they went through being in the service. Uh-huh. And that was about it. You know, I did a little something outside with water balloons throwing it at them.
Yeah.
It seems like
it was more low-key when we were kids, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They used to get mad at me and want to whoop me because I was throwing water balloons and getting them wet. And they was like, I ain't got time for this, Chris. Stop. So that was me.
And the only other thing I remember is getting those poppies. The veterans would be in selling for a donation. And my dad or my mother would buy one of those poppies. In those days, they were nice. They were on pipe cleaners.
Poppies.
Because the poppy flower, it represents Memorial Day. And
I remember going to the airport, they had everybody giving you poppies in the airport.
Yeah, poppy's a flower, not you, Poppy. Poppy the flower.
I know.
I thought you were talking about, I'm so sorry. I thought you were talking about those little pops that you use that you throw down on the ground and they just kind of pop.
Oh, no. Poppies.
Now look up a poppy. It's a red flower. And the veterans
sell poppy seeds opium.
Yeah, but that's
poppy seeds opium.
Yeah.
Where they get the opium from.
Oh my goodness.
That's why they all fell. That's why in Wizard of Oz, they all fell asleep in a poppy field.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're all stoned.
Meanwhile, I hope everybody.
I'm still thinking about his trivia question.
I know. I think he's fired. It comes to trivia. Gary's fired.
So I had to throw in that trivia question.
Well, John got John in Lake Worth liked it. He got it.
Yeah, John got it. Knocked you right away. Yeah, right away. And Lynn would have had it because she mentioned it. You weren't there, but Lynn goes, "You mean like in a car? Gas in a car?" And I goes, "Yeah." And then I said, "Oh, she just gave the answer away."
There you go.
Lynn actually had it. She stumbled on it.
I got to talk. You know, I got to tell you something really nice.
Michael has a little announcement.
I got to make an announcement right now. Yeah. We got back. What? We got back one of our.
5 years ago.
5 years ago. They came back. They'll be with us now for a while. The one, the only Nestle Purina dog food company is back with us now.
Hey,
Nestle Purina dog food. Yeah. That's right, Nestle.
And we got to feed the dog guides.
Huh?
Got to feed the dog guides. All them dog guides need
this. They have nutritional supplements now that we'll be talking
absolutely
about. Absolutely. Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Great to have them
we're
back.
Very happy. Yeah. We're very honored.
It'll be very honored. And then with us long term. Yep. Mm-hmm. Great to have them.
So.
And you folks out there, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We are?
On Memorial Day weekend.
And here we are. 10 years
here we
later.
Are. You know, it's amazing. I want to thank you very much for having us in your homes. Because for us, it's an honor that you give us. To allow us to come into your home. We thank you. Blind and Beyond Radio Show is not just a radio show. For those who don't know what you're listening to, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. It's like Memorial Day. People forget what Memorial Day really is. Memorial Day is not a happy occasion. Memorial Day is a sad occasion because it's all about the soldiers, the vets who gave their lives for this country so you can have a better life. They lost their lives so you can have a better life. Right. Blind and Beyond Radio Show is basically, I'm not going to say the same, but for those folks that are listening for the first time and say, it's just a radio show. Well, we're not just a radio show. We're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. We try to give entertainment. Yes, we do. We try to educate. Yes, we do. We try to inform. Yes, we do. We try to help get jobs for the blind.
And we make
yes,
it
we
fun.
Do. Yes, we do.
We make it fun.
What'd you say?
Yes, we do.
We make it fun. It's a fun educational show.
That's what it's all about. So you're listening to a show that's not just a show. This is, I guess to say, it's Lynn. In my life, it's our life in this show because we've been doing this show now for 8 years, believe it or not. And
plus Blind Matters.
Well, yeah, that's plus Blind Matters. Well, I'm not talking about Blind Matters. I'm talking Blind and Beyond. Talking about Blind and Beyond. Gary's with us 8 years as well, Blind and Beyond. And all I can say is this show, we feel something different because we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. We talk about a lot of other things. Everything else we talk about. Even last week, my brother called from the hospital bed. Oh, we're going to break. Don't go away. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.